des problèmes avec cette prochaine heure parce que cette pièce dure 55 minutes et c'est juste 4 pianos.
Oh-ho!
Je suis James, je remplace Francis qui peut pas être là. Ben, personne ne peut être au studio. Mais on arrive à continuer la diffusion à travers les ordis et la technologie. Donc, on poursuit avec cette émission qui focus sur le compositeur afro-américain Julius Eastman. On continue avec une autre pièce enregistrée live en 81, je crois. Une pièce pour quatre pianos dont une des pianistes est le compositeur lui-même.
Sa vie.
Si vous n'aimez pas la mer, si vous n'aimez pas la montagne, si vous n'aimez pas la ville,
si vous n'aimez pas le piano, vous allez avoir des problèmes avec cette prochaine heure parce que cette pièce dure 55 minutes et c'est juste 4 pianos.
Oh!
Thank you. Make sure my levels are at around 8.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's kind of a tongue twister.
Am I popping my peas?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Start again.
Oh, should I do that? Okay.
I need a script.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
So, you want me to go through it again and actually say that?
This sounds so repetitive.
See, now I can't do it. Once more, okay.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, wait, do you want me to say hello?
I'll have to do another one.
Yeah, maybe one last one.
Radio CKUT 90.3 FM.
Are you recording? You are? Oh. Can you press stop?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
You are listening to From Embers, a weekly show on CFRC 101.9 FM. About anarchist and anti-authoritarian ideas and practice. We are broadcasting from the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples on land that has come to be called Kingston, Ontario, Canada, because of the thievery and brutality of the Canadian state and its empire-loving parents. From Embers is about fires, some real and some metaphorical. Fires started generations ago and tended to over the years. Little sparks all across this territory that we hope will grow, spread, and engulf the thieving state called Canada and the capitalist system that has plagued this land since the fur trade. This spring marks the 10-year anniversary of one of the most powerful waves of student-led protests in Quebec and Canadian history. In 2012, a student strike protesting an increase in tuition escalated into a widespread protest movement that threatened the social peace and included nightly illegal street demonstrations, property destruction, both clandestine